It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. We are talking about heart disease. February is Heart Disease Awareness Month. If you have any questions you want to call in for our guests, the number is 877-711-5611, and we're talking to Dr. Bruce Lobitz about heart disease, and we just had a long discussion about gender differences and how women need to take their health seriously and push their doctors to take it seriously. And smoking is probably the number one thing for men or women that you can do to prevent heart disease. But recently, according to the CDC, obesity has surpassed smoking. I guess we've gotten that message a little bit better about quitting smoking and dangers of heart disease and cancer. So now, sadly, obesity has passed for causing death and heart disease. And so that's a big lifestyle change. Let's talk a little bit about that, because obesity contributes to all kinds of medical problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. Dr. Lobitz, what are you seeing in your practice? There's a surge in it, haven't you noticed?
Yes, and like you said, it's just nationwide, smoking is at an all-time low, and obesity rates are at an all-time high.
Yeah,
and like you said, there's absolutely there's a basic one-to-one correlation between weight and high blood pressure, and they're obviously connected in the development of hardening of the arteries and heart attack and stroke.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so sad that this is a topic for another show, because people are starting younger and younger, because we know childhood obesity is an issue. And you know, it's ironic. We're talking about women that are younger. We're not thinking so much about heart disease, but it's going to happen down the pike for women and men, because if you're looking at obese young kids to teenagers, you know, through their 20s, by the time they're 30 and 40, they're going to have a lot of damage to their vessels and their heart. So we're going to start to see that down the road. People, unfortunately, dropping if they don't do anything of heart attacks in their 30s and 40s, both men and women. So it's really critical. Let's talk about
I've seen many patients in the last year or two, especially of, you know, otherwise healthy women in their 40s, or just, you know, they're 50, 100 pounds overweight, and they have their first heart attack.
Yeah, it's really sad. And so a heart healthy diet, and it's interesting, and as I said, that's a whole nother topic for a show. We talk about low fats. Well, tell us about a heart healthy diet, but sugar has to be part of that too, because what we're finding is we've had low fat diets for 20 years, but yet people are getting fatter. So it must be something else. But what's included in a heart healthy diet?
Well, the main thing I emphasize to my patients is calories, because like you said, there's been a lot of research done with the popularity of the Atkins diet and low carbohydrate diets and all this. And as far as weight gain, it's all about calories. It's less important, I guess, how you break it down into fats or carbohydrates or protein. Obviously, a high protein diet is better because you get less fat. But again, the total number of calories is what's more important, just for pure weight. Because so it's important to burn off more calories than you take in, then your weight will go down. It's pretty simple math, actually. So what I tell people is to, again, not focus so much on eliminating fried food, for example, and fatty foods, but just to decrease their total amount of calories. And people in general, they know what to do. People know what's healthy and what's not healthy. Especially women, you know, women know that fried chicken and pizza are not particularly healthy. It's just, it's a matter of willpower and just getting the whatever motivation you need to be able to cut down on things like that. And I think a good kind of day-to-day practical way to do that, and what I tell people is basically portion control. That, you know, it's okay to have a pizza occasionally, but just one. You know, you don't have to eat the whole pizza. You don't have to eat the whole fried chicken. Just one or two pieces is perfectly fine, as long as in moderation, like most things.
Yeah, I think that is very important for people. And think about other types of calories, you know, the calories that you drink and the sodas and the things like that, you can easily cut down, because it isn't, they're easy to sneak up on you in that respect. With those
exactly,
types
people don't realize that a regular you know, soft drink with high fructose corn syrup or regular sugar or whatever, you know, is 250 to 300 calories. And a diet drink of the same, you know, same brand, the same size has zero calories now with their new artificial sweeteners. And so if you're having three or four regular sodas a day, you know, that's 1,000 calories, which is right, which is relatively easy to cut out.
And I should point out that for a man, you are considered overweight if your waist measurement is more than 40 inches and for a woman greater than 35. So waist circumference is an indication of being overweight, and that's one of the risk factors that we look for related to heart disease.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. Absolutely.
So,
yeah, most of the research is done with the body mass index, with which is kind of a complicated formula relating your height to your weight.
Right. But basically, you know, looking at your waist circumference, because belly is the most metabolically active fat, and that's what puts you at risk for heart disease too. And believe it or not, even though people complain, oh, I, you know, it's hard for me to lose there, it is one of the first places, if you start to lose weight, that you notice you will be losing weight there. So it's important to do that. And exercise is also an important part of it. What do you recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, and what I tell my patients all the time is that it's the balanced thing. Not only do you have to take in fewer calories, that is, eat less and control portion size, but you have to burn more calories, and that's with exercise. And I always tell people that, you know, it's more important that you exercise. The type of exercise is less important. It's more, what's more important is what you enjoy, whether it's in just walking. A lot of people can't get into swimming pools, for example, because it's limited by facilities, and a lot of people don't have them at their house and things like that. But especially for overweight people who have difficulty running or doing any weight-bearing exercise, bicycle riding and swimming are pretty easy that almost anybody can do. And again, I tell people, you don't even have to know how to swim. If you just get in the water and move around, it burns a tremendous amount of calories.
Yeah. And the other thing is that we're finding, and there's been studies in the past, that increasing your physical activity in short bursts during the day is cumulative. So if you're going to the mall, park from the farthest place and don't meander in around the mall. Walk fast with some purpose. If you're vacuuming, do it vigorously, raking leaves and things. And then if you do these little things, walk up the stairs to work if you have one or two flights of stairs. You can work up to that. And if you do these little things cumulatively over the course of the day, you're increasing your physical fitness too.
Absolutely. You don't have to take, and that's difficult for people now with their hurried lifestyles and everything. A lot of people can't take an hour or an hour and a half to go exercise. Like you said, you can break it up into 20-minute sections. You know, you do walk for 20 minutes in the morning and walk again for 20 or 30 minutes at night, and then you've got it.
Yeah, no, it's true. Play with your dog, play with your kids, just get out and move. Sometimes those little pedometers are good to wear. It gives you an idea of how many steps, and people talk about 10,000 steps a day sort of as a big goal to start out, correct?
Absolutely. And the other thing I tell people is, again, you do it 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and you don't really think about it, but the more time you're spending exercises, less time you're spending eating. Because think about what you do. I mean, when you sit around in the house, like you said, just doing watch TV, you tend to eat something while you're doing that. And so if you just get up and move around, you won't eat on top of it.
It's true. And sleep is important. We don't get a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Studies have shown that patients that don't sleep or people that don't get a good night's rest, there's an increased risk of obesity with children and kids. And then know your numbers. Go to your doctor. Know your blood pressure. Know your cholesterol. Get a screening for diabetes and check your sugar. You have to be informed to figure out what to do. So I want to thank my guest for being here.